Hello and welcome to the Open Goal Podcast, keeping the ball on the ground in association with our friends at William Hill and Black Rooster. Piri, Piri, great chicken by all accounts. We've got a top lineup for you today. Two of the boys are back from the Dream Team trio from last week, over 270,000 views. Our own Simon Ferry's with us. Morning, Simon.
How you doing, mate? All right?
Good, thanks very much. And beside them is Jay from EastEnders, otherwise known as Paul Slane. Slaney, how are you?
Absolutely magnificent. It's absolutely great to be back.
I was watching EastEnders all night, honestly. I was watching
I've never
Jay.
Seen it.
Yes. Right, you've got to watch EastEnders and look me, Jay.
Twin, by the way.
Honestly,
lovely boy.
Great actor. He's got a lovely girlfriend partner just now as well.
Oh,
right?
So does Slaney. He's got a lovely partner lovely. Just now as well.
She's lovely.
Well, I'm seeing somebody, so anyway.
Anyway, podcast. Last week, when Charlie joined G's, and they're now the number one football podcast, number two sports, some rugby things beating us, but we'll allow that since it's the Six Nations. But how was it? Great reaction to the show last week with Charlie.
I loved it. I just couldn't believe it. That was Slaney after 6 hours of travelling, never fucking shut up the whole way, man. Do you know he was busting for a piss for Carlisle, but he was too scared to ask you to stop?
Is that right? Aye. But we stopped just that. I stopped, offered to stop. The best bit was, though, we've turned up for the journey at 7:45 in the morning.
He'd walked.
And he'd walked it to finish.
I couldn't believe that. My bank card bounced.
To finish and to come out with it.
My bank card bounced. And
it was a shame.
Aye, so I had to walk it down.
The other thing as well is, he kept fucking whispering. See, after we'd done the interview that we'd done doing there, he kept whispering for me for you to stop at a sunbed shop.
So I actually did want a sunbed, didn't I? And there was none in, there was none about, so that was disappointing.
Big Charlie was top class, though, wasn't he?
Aye, brilliant, what a guy.
What
a guy. And me and Charlie have now sent voice notes every single day to each other, mm-hmm. Regarding football and different events. So, and
which I'm a bit raging with, to be honest with you.
Aye. But can I just, but this is serious here. Has anybody heard from Kevin Kyle?
No.
I think he's fell out with me. He's not speaking to me at all. I don't know whether my ego has certainly ruined the relationship, but I don't know where he is. He's just not got back to me at all, Si.
I think he's took it quite hard, didn't he? But what I will say as well, I watched it back, I actually think, I don't know if I'm in a minority here, but I thought you looked better on camera than Charlie did.
Jinx, uh-huh. I thought I did look really good. I certainly one of the guys that when the lights go on, I come alive. Looks-wise, personality, no, I did. But I think Charlie's a winner for looks, sorry, I think. I'm on that level now.
And not only did we get the number one football podcast in the UK, you also, it's a double whammy for you. Slaney, because Bohemian Rhapsody picked up all the awards. You must be delighted. Your man Remy getting the Actor of the Year and stuff.
No, listen, as I said, and people might think I was joking, I do believe I'm on the same level as Queen. And I'll go on to prove that as the days go on.
By the way, I don't want to pull him up as a fraud, but he got his dates wrong.
Well,
after all that.
I voted him.
Well, saying that, since I've grown up, I've been told a lie, because my mum and dad have all said 25th the same as Freddie Mercury. It was actually 24th he passed away. But that, see, saying that, God couldn't bring me on the same day as he passed away. It'd be disrespectful, so he's at least waited a day and then brought me on.
Right, brilliant. We've got a lot to get through in the programme. We're on the Open Goal Podcast. I'm Mark Guidi, and we are joined by Paul Slane and Simon Ferry. Kevin Kyle will be back with us one day soon. We have got plenty to get through. Let's get to it. Brendan Rodgers, Leicester. Now, as we sit here, it's nearly 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. This is a developing story. It's going to be ongoing, so we'll just deal with it as we know what the facts are just now. Leicester want Brendan Rodgers. He is our number one target. They're not willing to wait to the end of the season. They want to get him now. It will cost £6 million. Leicester will meet the valuation. I'm presuming if there's a trigger clause, well then Celtic must allow Brendan to speak to Leicester. Put it this way, is he going to go to Leicester? Is he going to leave Celtic in the middle of the season? Or do you think he'll hang out?
Well, for what I'm hearing, I think he's away, isn't he? Leicester, obviously, big club, a lot of money now. But it surprised me that he's going to go, because obviously Celtic have a chance to win a treble. Comfortable now, what, 8 points clear in the league?
Mm-hmm.
I think if he stays in charge, Celtic win the league. I was surprised that he wouldn't wait until the summer to go. Could do something that probably no Celtic manager will ever do again with the treble. And I thought he'd be the type of guy that would like that legacy, to leave a legacy here. I don't think it's money, because I think he's got plenty to do. So don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
You think? Because we all know Leicester aren't a bigger club than Celtic, but it's the environment that you play football, and eventually, whether you're a top player, a top manager, you get fed up with Scottish football. That's unfortunate. That's the bottom line, which is a shame. Slaney, will he go or will he stay?
No, I think it certainly looks like he's away. But for me, I'm not having it. I just don't
smell something fishy.
I think maybe at the end of the season I would go, but I mean, Claudio Ranieri won the league, Si, and then the next season gets sacked. So what is he actually going to do there? That they're going to be satisfied. For me, I think they should have seen this out. I think with Steven Gerrard coming as well, if I'm Steven Gerrard, I'm thinking he's running away from me. So I certainly think he should have stayed to the end of the season. And it's a massive blow for Celtic if he goes.
I think he will stay.
Do you?
I love that, Matt.
Do you, right?
I think he'll see it out. He's 11 wins away from the treble.
Right.
I think he'll see it out.
Big Sutton's just tweeted that he's away, you know that, huh?
Mind you, Chris has never been wrong.
But if he does go, how will you and Paul the Tim cope? He's in a flat together now, he's not.
But me and Paul be getting on great.
Paul?
Paul the Tim. Him and Slaney are like Celtic celebrity fans now. Why do you think he'll stay? Just because of the treble
trail? Just for the reasons that you're saying. It's not like Leicester are going to get into the top four or need them to fight off relegation. They're sitting bang in the middle, and I think he'll stay and see it out. I'd be disappointed if he didn't, but I think he will. But I think we'll all agree at one stage he's going to move on, whether it's in the next 48 hours or it's going to be in 10 weeks' time at the end of the season. So we'll move on a wee bit then, since it is developing. Who's going to take over from Brendan Rodgers? I've got four names in the shortlist, in no particular order: Stevie Clark, Davy Moyes, Neil Lennon, and I've written down Martin O'Neill. And I know he's in a job, but if Martin doesn't get Nottingham Forest into the playoffs at the end of the season, then he might well be.
I'm going for Martin O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think we said it before. If there's one guy you're wanting for a siege mentality, I know Lenny's good, but Martin O'Neill's a top manager. Managed at the top level, top players, you know. I thought his time here, the team was brilliant. I know you spent a lot of money, but I just think him and Roy Keane together, you know, up against Gerrard, I think they'd be the two. If I was Celtic, I would go for him.
Let me throw in another one. A partnership. Yeah. Gordon Strachan and Neil Lennon.
Oh, that's a wee...
Both out of work.
I don't think Lenny would be a number two.
But they can work it together. There's a respect there. There's a respect. I'm not saying joint manager. I think Gordon Strachan is a senior man. But I'm just wondering, they're both out of work. They've both retained a strong relationship with the football club. Is that a shout?
I think they are very close, aren't they? Whether Gordon... In fact, I think both of them would jump at the chance of a month.
Because I think you look at the Celtic job, if you get it at the end of the season or you get it now, it's a two-year job. If Celtic won the league this season, it's all about trying to win. That's what it's all about. It's not about projects and academies, and it's a two-year job for somebody.
What do you think, Slaney? Would you happy with that?
No, I don't think the two of them would take it together. Is Strachan looking for a job? Because he could be in
that shot. I think the right one, he'd be tempted. Like I say, a two-year thing, it's not about... I think he'd be tempted.
But for me, the outstanding candidate for me would be Neil Lennon. I would give him the job ahead of anybody.
Wanting him to sign you again?
As we were talking about Mitch, the last guy, Gary Parker's mate, I certainly could go in and do that role. That role means absolutely nothing. You don't do anything, but you're in about the players. But I certainly think Neil Lennon is the man for the job.
But how will the players cope for going for a guy like Brendan Rodgers, who doesn't shout, very tactical, very thoughtful, to a guy that will put a boot up your arse if you're not doing it?
You need to respond, don't you? Yeah. You need to be a professional. If you're a top player, you should be able to cope with any environment. Right, last two candidates. Stevie Clark, he's been in the news the past 7 days.
I think too much going on, and then it'll make it a big...
Too much.
It would put the heat up even more. You know, I think wrong time for Steve Clark.
And yet, he's got a fantastic record in the past 16, 17 months in this country.
Regarding Steve Clark, I actually think that In the long run, I think he would be the best option for Celtic in Europe. I think his style, I mean, I see what he does with Kilmarnock against the Old Firm and the way he sets up. I think when with Celtic, in Europe. I think it'd be great for that. But as you said, it's for 10 in a row. They're bringing somebody in and must get that league. So I think Lennon for me ahead of Steve Clarke.
What about your man Jack Ross?
Would he take
it? Shout, eh?
Would he take it?
I wouldn't think so.
What have you got? Sunderland promoted at the end of the season.
I think as well. I just think as well.
Not ready for
the Celtic job.
You need to be time tested. Right,
I think so. Two other names I'll throw in. We've not discussed Davy Moyes, out of work, close to the last time. He does have a lot of support in the Celtic boardroom. Is he a contender?
Oh, he's a top manager, Davy Moyes. He didn't manage Man United and be a bad manager. God, he's done a good job at West Ham. His last job. I just don't think. I don't think the fans would want Davy Moyes, if I'm honest. Obviously we did an interview with him. He was top man.
I think he'd be a great shoot.
I loved listening to him about football. I think he's a great.
I think you think back to his teams. He plays attacking football. Uh-huh. You know, attacking fullbacks. You think back to the Everton team that he built with Seamus Coleman and Leighton Baines. Mm-hmm. Guys that, you know, great attacking football. I think Moyes will shout. And one last one we'll throw in. There's another O'Neill, but it's a Northern Ireland manager. Oof. Mike O'Neill, who also has got support in the boardroom.
What do you think of him, Slaney?
It's the first I've actually thought about him, but he's done a great job in Northern Ireland. And every time, see with your interview, Si.
Have you watched his? Don't lie.
No, I've not watched Michael News, but see the people, I've seen, everybody that speaks about him says he's brilliant. Mm. Everybody says a top manager. But no for me. There's certainly two or three that I would go for before him.
One thing though, you would imagine if Brendan Rodgers does go about the next day or two at the end of the season, Celtic are going to have a right good shortlist. Can you see them going through an interview process like was the case the last time when I think it was Davy Moyes, Brendan Rodgers, Paul Lambert, Neil Lennon, Malky Mackay, possibly there's five of them in the frame, or do you think they'll just go and identify one target and go and do it quickly?
I think Lennon will come in until the summer if Brendan Rodgers goes, and then they'll take it further. But Celtic are in a comfortable position though. I think 8 points with that group of players is a good enough gap to go and give the job to Lenny and trust him to do it.
It's a great show.
I think in the summer they'll see who's interested in the job, obviously see how Lenny does, if he does take over, and then take it for there. But just on Michael O'Neill, I think he's very much in the Brendan Rodgers mode. I don't think he's a shouter. I think he's a great thinker about it. Speaking to Paddy about him and stuff like that, I think he's very much similar to Brendan Rodgers, the way he thinks about the game and how he puts it across. So
they're all good candidates.
Yeah, like there's top managers then, eh? Whereas a couple of years ago when Ronnie Dyla got the job, there wasn't many wanting it. Bang. And now you're looking at their six or seven top candidates.
Lennon at the end of the season, to me, just makes sense. So I think
you might be back hitting the corners for
from the
18
yard line.
But it's went to the 6 yard line this time. Just clip it into the 6 yard line.
Oh, the anything pay it back. Anything.
To finish off this topic before we move on, we'll speak about the controversial Motherwell goal at the weekend. If Brendan Rodgers leaves Celtic mid-season, does he sour his relationship with the Celtic supporters? Will they lose a bit of respect for him?
No, I don't think so. I think more so they'll be disappointed, just because he's a top manager and he's done amazing with Celtic. And he even when they lost here at Valencia, he got all the players to walk around and appreciate the fans. They've got a great relationship. I think it's certainly a surprise, but I don't think it will sour the relationship. I think the fans will stay very much high respect to Brendan Rodgers.
Sorry.
I think if it was last season, then I think the fans would have been devastated. But just for Twitter and stuff like that, I see there's quite a few with the European performances and that aren't as happy with him as he was at a year or two ago.
They'll know about it when he leaves, and it's just the people. Who see when he leaves, they'll be in their bed greeting when he goes. And that's the same people that have been gone for him. He's a top manager. Uh-huh. I in Europe, we spoke about that. I mean, especially the Valencia game at home, you're maybe expecting a bit more, but it is what it is. And I think.
But no, you're right. He's won. See if you just take a wee second to think about it. He's won seven domestic trophies in the Trotters. See when Ronnie Dyla was here, or Neil Lennon before him. They were getting slaughtered for no winning a treble. Mm-hmm. A guy delivers back-to-back trebles, but then they want to find fault in you. And yeah, some of the performances in Europe have been really disappointing, the fact that he's not been willing to change every now and again. Aye. But still, he's won seven trophies.
And some of the football he's played have been the best well. I've seen it say like for years. Aye. Improvement and pleasure. You say, when you think how that squad was when he first took over to what they are now, I mean, they're miles ahead of what they were.
Callum McGregor, James Forrest. Boyata. Kieran Tierney, look, I mean, just look at the way they've all...
Even the boy Ewan Henderson playing Saturday. You know, it's not like he's done it just spending money. I know he's spent a bit of money, but he has brought young players through. He's made other players better that have been here.
I think the players will be absolutely devastated if he goes. Uh-huh. I think they'll be devastated. And I certainly will be.
Okay, we'll move on. We're on the Open Goal podcast, keeping the ball on the ground in association with our friends at William Hill. Three more topics. We're going to speak about the Motherwell goal. We're going to speak about the incident in the Carabao Cup final on Sunday at Wembley with Sarri and Kepa and Caballero. And we'll also speak about that brilliant moment between Graeme Souness and Sky Sports.
Is it Dave Jones?
Davey Jones.
Shut yourself, didn't he? Oh,
yeah, good presenter, Dave, as well. But Souness is just... He's up there, isn't he? He's a top man.
He's the best there.
We'll get on to it. Right, the Motherwell goal. What did you make of the unsportsmanlike conduct?
I heard you whispers in the crowd that it was they'd renamed it the Pulse Lane game.
Aye, well, that was what the game was getting dabbed. The Pulse Lane game. I came to the game on Sunday just because it was dabbed. So I get both clubs asked me to come.
You're doing a half-time draw, were you?
Well, I was meant to do that. It was a wee bit of trouble with me and the person that done the half-time draw, whatever, we're not going to get into that, so I step back. But what was I saying there, what were we talking about?
The game.
That goal is an out-and-out disgrace. And I mean a disgrace. See if my team, at under-7s, somebody done that, the kid would get hauled off. And I tell you, we would make our own team score two own goals. One to give them the goal back, and one for being an embarrassment to the club.
To punish them.
That should not happen. And they're all giving the guy stick, the guy it ran and hit the shot. Aye, he's the one that caused it. But the guy that scored is also smiling. You should have been embarrassed with yourself.
What have you done that to the kids so one of the kids started crying?
Well, I would have tell them, that's exactly why you're crying, you brought it on yourself. Simple as that. I cannot believe in this day and age. And I sat there at the game, and everybody's just staring at each other. Even some of the Motherwell players are looking, and to no give Celtic to go back says more. Because see, sometimes in the heat of the moment, right, and I'm talking here a lot, and I love it, but in the heat of the moment, I must say that...
I love that.
It doesn't happen, but sometimes you get carried away. After the goal was scored with Motherwell, they should have then said, do you know what, somebody, the manager or somebody, should let them go and score, because it was...
It's only the manager can say that. It's only Steve Robinson
so
can...
So he's the guy, I'm pointing the finger to Steve Robinson, but and he was cutting about like a madman for the whole game.
He was, wasn't he, on the side?
For me, what's that proving? Screaming at people? Nah, no thank you.
Did you make it, sir?
It's not good, is it? I mean, you can't do stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been tempted to do anything like that, or any of your teammates?
Never. I wouldn't do that. I don't care enough about football to do that. But I've never seen it happen. Obviously, it's happened on telly, isn't it, in England. Uh-huh. But I've never played in a game or been at a game where it's happened before. But do you know the thing? It actually lifted the whole game. Because see it 2-0, say it like it was dead.
Flat.
And then see after it, it was unbelievable. The place was jumping.
There was a guy in front of me, and he was going wild, wasn't he?
But what? I only watched it in sports scene, but I get it. Motherwell in the wrong, 100%. But you know as well that Celtic could have switched on a bit more and defended the situation.
Definitely, yeah. I was surprised how long it took them to get back in.
Yeah.
And he's my mate, but I thought Benny should have done better with the shot.
Aye. It was obvious he'd switched off as if it was. It looked like they coped as if it was a training game. Uh-huh. As it was alive.
But it is so unusual that he didn't really know how you would react, because they usually give you the ball back. But did Celtic kick the ball out for themselves?
Yes.
So yes. I think they should be better prepared for... Mm-hmm. The Motherwell are just going to take the thing, but not made for a good last 30 minutes.
What did you make of Stevie Robinson's comments? You said, you know, that it was a young lad and he didn't really know any better.
What a pish. What a pish. Simple as that. Sorry for swearing, but that man frustrated me this morning.
Has this been boiling since Sunday?
It isn't right. Now, listen, I've got a lot of respect for and a lot of time for Motherwell.
If you get, is this a Michael Stewart Harps thing developing here? Have you got just a personal agenda against Motherwell?
No, actually, I love Motherwell. I think that what they've done for me as a young lad, so I've got a lot of respect for them. And I must say, watching the game on Sunday, see the young lads that Motherwell have brought into the team? good on them, because they actually showed a lot of character, the young boys. It was actually good to watch, because they've been coming here for the last while, and the teams coming to Celtic Park are embarrassing themselves. There's no personality, there's no belief. They're turning up here. They're just, they don't even want to play. They're just accepting getting beat. But I thought with Motherwell, at least they showed a bit, and the young lads.
Tumble and Hasty, how good are they, Slaney?
Brilliant, honestly, and I mean that. That's the first I've seen them in highlights, but watching them so confident, taking on the players, retaking the ball wherever in the pitch, I was so impressed with them. And as I said, I think it's by the boys coming in the team at Christmas, it's changed Motherwell's season around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've been great, and they're actually they're more better to watch. I think under Stevie Robinson, since he's come in, they've not been good to watch. They've been very dirty, to say the least. No good in the eye. These young kids coming in are brilliant. And again, we must do that in Scotland. There's no money for these clubs, so bring the youth in.
I thought the both of them, I didn't think they were great Saturday, to be honest, Turnbull and Hasty. I thought Hasty had a much better game when Hayes came on. I think when Tierney played up against him, I think he struggled against
Tierney's
Tierney.
Tierney's brilliant.
But when Hayes came on, you started to see Hasty getting at him and getting inside. I was expecting Murphy Turnbull, to be honest. I came to the game and I wanted to watch Turnbull, but I thought the wee boy Henderson was better than him.
He was amazing, that
he
boy.
He was really good, Ewan Henderson. So for me as well, as a young kid that came through at Celtic, you as well, Slaney, frustrating that there's, you know, if you're a young kid at Celtic and you're seeing Turnbull and Hasty getting all the headlines, there's guys at Celtic that can do that, but they just need to be given a shot, you know what I mean?
Si, can I met you at the game. You were doing the coverage for you know who. But certainly with me, I was brought to tears during the game. Brought to tears.
When James, he was the captain.
James Forrest got made the captain. I was in total floods of tears. It was just amazing to see. I was so proud of him. But I must say, in the future of Celtic, Kieran Tierney is the Celtic captain. He is a total and utter hero.
Slaney, can we just interrupt and say it was live, it's a development story, but we understand that Brendan Rodgers has left Celtic. It's 8:55 on Tuesday morning. We've been going for just 30 minutes. We did speak in terms of that he was going to go. It looks as though Brendan Rodgers has
that was a decent left for you, Matt.
Celtic, and he's away. That's live show business for you, Si. That's live
Correct.
Show business.
I can't
so he's away. He's left the club. So,
wow.
Let's move it on. Neil Lennon, temporary to the end of the
season.
Yeah,
100% give Neil Lennon the job and he will see out the treble. There you go.
Son's crying, nice one.
What do you think?
That's what people always tweet, isn't it? Well, do I think I'll be Lennon at the end of the season? I think Chris Sutton tweeted that earlier. He'll be in the know, he'll probably spoke to Lennon already, so it wouldn't surprise me if Lenny was just getting out of tenants now and walking out of Celtic Park.
Do you think that's the? Do you think I'm going to ignore that? Do you think that's the right? Do you think that's the right move by Celtic in terms of just putting somebody temporary in place, albeit he knows the club's a Celtic legend, Celtic hero, but considering what's at stake, should they not just say, "Well, look, we'll take a few days,
we'll
make a permanent appointment"?
No, I don't think so. I don't think. At this stage of the season, you kind of have John Kennedy and I imagine Chris Davis will go with Brendan, but going to Tynecastle, if it was up to me, could you get Neil Lennon in before Tynecastle? If you can't, get him in. You need a manager in there at Tynecastle. It's a tough place to go. John Kennedy never managed a game in his life.
Uh-huh.
You need a manager in.
So, in terms of Neil Lennon then, why would you not just give him it permanently? Is that not a slight on Lennon in terms of these question marks whether the hierarchy would think he's good enough to do it for the next couple of years?
I think it's a good point, because as we touched on before with the managers, we say there's a lot of good managers there, so maybe they do want to have a bit more time for the long term. I certainly would get to Neil Lennon long term, but I think with the board there is a lot of good managers out there now, so they probably need a longer process of time to see who they get, but at the moment they've not got time from now to the end of the season, so they must get Lenny in. I hate calling him Lenny, it's Gaffer to me. I shouldn't even disrespect him in that way, because I will be calling him Gaffer when I'm back in the door.
It's a breaking story, I know by the time this comes out, but we'll just do it as if it's live. It's nearly 9 o'clock in the morning. Brendan Rodgers on Tuesday. Brendan Rodgers has left Celtic. It's an exclusive for us here on the Open Goal podcast. That's why we're number one in the UK. We bring you all the big stories.
Absolutely.
And the guys have put their neck in the line. It's going to be Neil Lennon, but we have mentioned Steve Clarke, David Moyes, Martin O'Neill, Mike O'Neill, Gordon Strachan out of work.
But by the way, watch Rangers on was it Sunday or Saturday they played?
Sunday against Hamilton.
Played
5-0.
Really well by them. Absolutely popped the
ball. Lovely football.
Although it is eight, it's a big bit of pressure if Lenny goes in. You're 8 points clear, but
that can change overnight.
Particularly as you
overnight,
say,
two Tyne Castle still to play. Tyne Castle,
Easter Road on Saturday. William Hill Scottish Cup. William Hill Scottish Cup quarter final.
Fireworks.
Easter Road.
What an end to the season. It only, by the way, Scottish.
It's brilliant. It's just amazing. Scottish football is back to its best, and all thanks to us. We brought the excitement first of all. And I must.
Even though people will be hearing this till it's out tonight. But anyway, basically, I've just getting home for your work, Brendan.
See the one, I've just clocked it there. I'm going to make this very quick because we're away for that. See, they talk about the rugby podcast number one. Uh-huh. Do you know why that is number one?
Why?
I walked by a cafe the other day. No word to a lie. Michael Stewart, Stevie Thompson and Johnny Sunderland. They three were downloading the rugby podcast on repeat.
Stop, Open and go.
Sunderland.
Is that a new host I've got? Is
Johnny Sunderland.
They free. I seen them download it on repeat. So if they want to do that, that's fine. But they won't stop us coming number one. That's for sure.
And that point, Slaney's phone is just going, I don't know if that's Dermot Desmond or no, but Slaney's phone has been going non-stop. I think Slaney might have a role, Si.
I hope I'm back in the cell. It'd be the dream come true.
He'll take the wingers.
What role would you like?
Do you know, I swear to God, and this is 100% the truth. See, since I've left Celtic, I've never been the same full-time up at Lennox Town as my dream job. See, somebody said to me, we'll not pay you. We'll not pay. I would go in there in a second. I was so happy there. Aye, there was times when injuries, but whatever. I was so happy working with total professionals. And if I get the chance to go in and I mean, just help out picking up socks or whatever. But in the odd, time watching the training and watching how the players do it. Oh my God! I'm reaching out to Neil Lennon. Please take me back. Please.
What I see if Lennon gets it will be Gary Parker and Big Me. I'll be back now.
I don't know. It depends if it's temporary or permanent. I think Gordon Strachan could be back with him
till the end of the season.
Yeah, I think there's. Strachan, it just brings that extra stability. Knows the club. He's won titles. I just think I wouldn't be surprised if there's something there with the tour.
Well, you think Gerrard will be telling his players that it's a big.
Listen. The Rangers can't do anything about it. All Rangers can do is focus on their own job. That's one of the Wednesday night. The title's out of their hands because it's an 8-point gap. They can only turn it around by 6 points in terms of two games against Celtic, which they can do a bit of damage. But it's out of their hands. It's for Celtic to lose the title. I also think David Moyes shouldn't be ruled out. He's out of work.
Did he take it to the end of the season?
He might do. I'm just not sure what Celtic. Obviously, what Celtic will be thinking. Should they go temporary? Or do they just put someone in to stop any chance of there being a lack of stability of a player's thinking? Oh, he might not be the manager.
I don't know.
Listen, we'll find out. As you say, it's a developing story. Live just now. So anyway, we'll recap it. Brendan Rodgers has left Celtic. He has taken up the offer to join Leicester City. £6 million in compensation. The search now starts for Celtic to find a new manager. The boys think it could be a temporary shout. Neil Lennon, maybe Gordon Strachan involved. Other names in the frame, Mike O'Neill, Davy Moyes, Stevie Clark. We'll see what happens over the next few hours.
Venables.
And El Tel is shutting down his B&B as we speak.
No, he hates all the sectarians.
And he's flying over. Right. Wembley Carabao Cup final. We'll gloss over the 120 minutes. Man City nil, Chelsea nil. We'll get to 90 seconds to go. The substitution board goes up. Kepa, Son, off you come. And by the way, what is a goalie doing with cramp? That's what I can't get my head around.
How can a goalie possibly get cramp? Wasn't a cramp. Cramp in his hands because he's hopeless, the boy.
What did you make of the situation? Now, Kepa has been fined a week's wages by Chelsea. That'll be donated to the Chelsea Foundation. Does he play this midweek against Spurs or do you put in Caballero?
No, I play him.
You play Kepa.
He's the best goalie. But he should have been dragged off the pitch. Couldn't believe that the other players in that were...
That was just worrying.
He's a young boy. He's only 21.
He's a rat.
Do you know what his arrogance reminded me of? Kenny Branigan in the head tennis.
Aye, totally agree. But I'll tell you right now, see, regarding Kepa... Now,
Kenny got to the final, didn't he?
Slaney was saying there was an arrogance about him.
Well, he was starting about him, rightly so. It was great.
I'm going to put you out, Slaney.
Kenny Branigan.
Sorry, carry on.
But I must say this right now, and it's ruined my week. I've had one of the greatest weeks anybody in this country's ever had, with the success I've had, overnight success they call it. But what I must say, I don't know why I keep talking about myself, but what I'm going to say is about Kepa. He is a rat, a dirty disgrace. He should be banned for the game. If I ever see him on my telly, I will turn it off. I will never watch a game that he's involved in. What he done? Who is he? The reason he was getting took off, right, is because during extra time, he made two saves and was injured by making them. So if you're the manager, you're thinking to yourself, we've got penalty shootout coming up. We can't have a keeper on that's injured every time he makes a save. Mm-hmm. He is a disgusting rat.
What would you have done if one of your wee boys refused to come off?
It would never happen. It would never happen. But as you said, and I think this is why Sarri is finished, and I don't think Sarri should give the guy a chance. Listen, I mean, it's too easy to sack people nowadays. Give the manager at least a full season. But see the reaction for the players, Sarri, when the keeper wasn't coming off. Because see, when I played, or whenever I've watched football, see any players, see if I ever done that, players would drag you.
Captain. Somebody pointed out, see if John Terry was there. John Terry would have had the boy with the scruff, right? What do you think of Sarri, the way he handled it?
Sandy,
what about his kind of bust up we sell, the way he reacted in the touchline?
See, as well, everything with Sarri kind of seems half measures with me. See, when he was looking like he was going to walk out and then he walked back in, he can't either walk out or stay where he is. Do you know what I mean? I think when players see that, they just know that he's, I don't think he's sure of himself, Sarri. I think he likes to come across as this confident guy, but I think it's the first time he's really managed big players. I know he was at Napoli, but I mean, no many players at Napoli have won World Cups and won leagues. I think he's really struggling in that Chelsea job. I mean, the Kante thing baffles me. Uh-huh. Best player in the world in his position, he wants to play him attack midfielder. I think he's, to be honest, I don't know, maybe it's a task, but I think he's out of his depth and I think his days are numbered to him.
So have you ever tried to defy a manager or a coach? In that way, like openly?
No, not at all. I've always had massive respect for managers. Listen, it's such a hard job. Dealing with the players, but certainly in that way, I've never seen it in any walk of life that involves football. I've never ever seen it, and I certainly would never do that myself.
Have you any teammates?
Decanio used to drag
Jimmy
boys.
Matt, you must have done it with Jimmy Matt as well.
I don't think Jimmy Matt's been ever stupid enough to sub me. But Decanio used to hook boys after like 25 minutes, and big James Collins that played the Hibs, remember him? Here, couldn't have scored a goal. He kind of was giving it, nah, I'm not coming off. And Decanio was close to running on the pitch and punching his head off, so Jamesy came off. But other than that, nah, because the only guy I've seen doing it is Decanio, and everyone was really scared of him. So, but 24 minutes used to drag boys, eh? Tell them they were crazy. Sit on the side and say, you're crazy, after he's just dragged them.
For effect, or was it genuine?
I don't know. Sometimes he just call you over after 10 minutes and say, You've got 5 minutes. If you didn't liven up, you're off. And yeah, you think, I've not even fucking done anything wrong. So you just run a bit like a madman. But it was always the strikers though. See, because he was a striker. Uh-huh. He'd go off, he's not at the strikers, and he'd just drag him after 24 minutes. That was his go-to number, 24 minutes. Uh-huh. So if you got past 24 minutes, you knew you were making it to half-time.
All right, brilliant. We'll move on to the final part of the show. We're on the Open Goal podcast in association with our friends at William Hill, the number one UK football podcast, which is fantastic. After the brilliant show last week with the boys, with Slaney, with Si, and with Challum O'Groove, more than 270,000 views. Slaney, with the red velvet suit on. What kind of reaction have you had personally, Slaney?
Oh, it's been brilliant. It really has. I think a couple of podcasts ago I said I'd like to move over to LA because it's a very negative place with some people. But certainly has been the feedback and the people have been absolutely amazing. And it's certainly brightened, regardless if you like it or no. It's certainly a positive outlook. And it's been amazing. It really has.
Tell everyone what the boys in the pub have been doing to your dad.
Oh, unbelievable. My dad's going for a couple of wee pints now and again, and the boys, his mates have been turning up with the sleeve or the hand saying, can I get you a drink, George? So it certainly has affected him massively. But can I say, what about Jerry Cinnamon linking that?
Oh, what about that? He's by the way, Grado, Jerry Cinnamon, there's been a few.
Jerry Cinnamon, though, he's an absolute...
Well, messaging us saying how much they enjoyed.
What about wee Caddy doing his bit with the peace and jam?
Oh, genius, man. Genius.
And yeah. I saw a lovely tweet for your mum.
Oh, my wee ma loves it. Honestly, do you know what? I'm so happy.
She loves
me
as well, didn't she?
She loves Si. Yeah. She's always talking about Si. But no, it's just amazing for her. She's got a smile on her face all the time now. So to make her happy is my number one goal.
How would you react
brilliant.
if I met you, my man, ended up moving in.
I would find it hard. Yeah. I certainly would find it difficult. I would certainly put my foot down and not allow it to happen.
It's on the radar, si. This is something on the radar.
My ma loves him. On Twitter,
my ma loves him to bits, and rightly so. He's a great lad.
As Slaney turns his back on Si. Right, we're into the last few minutes. As we say, we're also in association with Black Rooster Piri Piri. Right, we were just talking about Jamie Redknapp there. Slaney was having a pop at him, which if you do draw a comparison to the main man, Graeme Souness, it is night and day. But what about his bit during Man United Liverpool on Sunday with the look and the way he just
That was a
pop at
that
David
was a
Jones.
Wee Souness, Dave Jones moment. Then I was starting to get a bit awkward there.
Listen, I always say it's one of the first rules in journalism and broadcasting, Slaney. See, if you're going to say something, you need to be able to back it up. So I've always said that. Gently.
Listen, I like Jim Renner. I was just having a wee joke. And it was one of the worst situations of all time I've been involved in.
Right, Souness, what about it?
Oh, Dave Jones, absolutely shitty. So I couldn't stop laughing. But I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's going at the game. You know, the people that are actually willing to stand up and say something. So long... I'm all for it, man. I think it's brilliant to see. If you've got a problem with somebody, say it. And Souness came out right and said it and put Dave Jones right in his place. Dave Jones can be a bit chirpy, can't he? So I think Souness doesn't like it. Sometimes I feel like Dave Jones tries to take the piss out of Souness a wee bit. Which I don't know why.
It probably might be a generation thing in terms of Davy Jones, Redknapp, could be buddies, Souness, older. It could be something like that. But clearly, I think, reading between lines, there's been... something bubbling under for a wee while, and it's probably just come to the.
I don't think he'll do it again.
The surface.
His face was priceless. What was his excuse? I was just wondering what the guys were thinking.
I didn't
what?
Make any sense.
Total rubbish.
Didn't make any brilliant. Sense.
But see what? It's a priceless moment, though. When you get it, it's priceless because it takes the program to another level. I think when you do that, you get that kind of thing. What did you make it, Slaney?
I thought it was brilliant for Graeme Souness, and I think you're right. There's been a few times I've actually seen he does pull faces when people talk. See when you're talking, regardless if your opinion's right or no, you don't want somebody making faces. It just rubs you up the wrong way, and I think it was good that he caught him out on it. I thought it was brilliant for you, Graeme.
What about when somebody's talking and you're trying to organise coffees in the background?
Are we going to go for one today?
Where do you want to go? Fancy it, Matt? Coffee?
Well, I'm going to work. Thanks to this.
I'm going to hang about... the coffee shop with the
what one Costa?
Aye.
Okay, go on, that's it. Glad the boys have got that. So have you got a game tonight?
I've got a game tonight. We're playing Cowden Beef. Could go top league
what time is Peterhead.
Now. Peterhead.
Up the road. Good. I hope it goes well. Right, on this punny thing with me and Slaney have just a right good ding dong there. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I might have edged that one in points, but I know he's going to come back, he'll bounce back. Or maybe he just says it might be a split decision.
Will Davey Poll on Twitter, who won?
Ah, Slaney will win it. What's Derek and Frank, do we need to get them led on each other? On the Coopin show?
We'll just need to let Frank let Derek talk. He's in Dubai, innit? Oh, imagine what he's up to now, man.
Oh, the boys are all being.
They leave today, didn't they?
What a team's going away, by the way.
So I think Slaney's on the Coopin show on Thursday.
Are you on Slaney?
I'm not sure what's happening yet.
Just whenever you're
ready. I need to speak to the agent.
There's a lot of.
Is it Hollyoaks out of our city?
No. Hollywood. No, I'm not sure what's happening yet. There's a wee bit of confusion in the air.
I love seeing the EastEnders. You need to body double up for Jake. You fancy? You want to do the Coopin show on Thursday?
Well, I do, but I've got a lot of work because I missed work all last week because I was ill. So I need to do a lot of catching up on the coaching. So I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
If your gaffer's on Twitter or whatever, then we can get a wee campaign going. All you need is an hour off. We're coming from the museum. The SFA Hamden Museum at Hamden Park, we're going to be coming from there, so it'll be nice and nostalgic. Yeah, we're going to the Scottish Cup and shot the William Hill Scottish Cup.
Does that mean I'm going to be walking about the museum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do a wee bit of museum. Have you been in the SFA Museum at Hamden? Fantastic, great stuff. Oh, it's brilliant.
You get your bacon roll, a latte, brilliant. A kind of
monster. Will you get me that though?
We'll look after you.
I'd love to get the monster. Oh, brilliant, aren't they?
Big ones.
Oh, man.
So, on that, we're just going to finish it off. Apart from... you guys, you can't vote for each other. Who's the best pundits out there? Television, radio. Start off with Scotland, then we'll go UK.
Best pundit.
Who is it? Who do you like listening to, for whatever reason?
I like
whether he rubs you up or whether you just like his views, whatever you think.
I like Chris Sutton. For me, Chris Sutton, he's very opinionated, and I think that's good. Sometimes, though, saying that with people that is opinionated, sometimes you maybe feel that they're just doing it to wind people up a wee bit. But I say I think Chris Sutton's the best. I don't think there's actually. I'm trying to think of other ones quite similar to Chris Sutton. Dun England, I can't really think.
But I like Sutton and McCoist on the go. Because I think McCoist's the only one that can really
keep him in check. I like Sutton a lot of time for him, but I think sometimes he goes from being opinionated to being a bit disrespectful to his colleagues. But I think you're right with McCoist. I think he's the one that McCoist can kind of keep him in check.
Yeah, I can't believe you never said Gordon Dale.
Oh, he's brilliant.
You'll not be happy, mate.
You can still see it.
Aye, Gordon Dale's been—he's absolutely amazing.
Played like one Super Scoreboard.
I'd love to see him on Sky or BT. You're Gordon. Aye, he's brilliant.
Who was Souness? Was it DL and Souness?
He was at Man City. Do you know that, DL?
Oh, I've heard that.
He does a half time draw. Etihad. He's that way big. Who
in England? Oh, Neville and Carragher are miles ahead anyway.
Aye.
They're two managers sitting in a studio. I know it never worked out for Neville, but bad job that he took Valencia. Couldn't just speak the language, but they're two. You're getting two managers, two great for me football brains in the studio.
I think he's very good as well. He's just been dabbling in it, but I think he'll have a career in it if he wants to. I think he's very articulate.
Dan Fletcher, well,
spot on, Slaney. He's brilliant
to listen to. He really is. He think he'll be if he does need the media. I think he certainly will be a top manager. You can just tell by listening to him and the way he speaks about players. No, he was great when I listened to him.
Command respect, doesn't he?
I didn't like Boydie.
He loves a wind up as well, doesn't he? Boydie's good. He really is good. I think it's good with him and Chris Sutton. I mean, Celtic and Rangers. It's good the wee bit of banter they have. But he's great.
To go back to it, for me, I think Souness
is a man there.
Is a bit. And I do like Davy Proven. I think Davy Proven's a fantastic co-commentator as well. Really tells you about the game. But I think in terms of in the studio, I think Graeme Souness is head and shoulders.
He just says it how it is, doesn't he, Souness?
Yeah, a great presence, isn't he?
Nah. Who else was I going to say there? Oh, Henry. I didn't like Henry.
Oh.
Hard watch Henry, wasn't it?
Yeah. Aye. Nothing.
Yeah.
Offered you nothing.
Just that strikers, though, isn't it? Strikers.
Yeah. Listen, see the role of a pundit. Well, you're in the studio, your co-commentator is to educate the viewer, educate the listener, because it's not about cliches. It's not if you don't hit the target, you can't score a goal. Anybody can go on and say that. It's about educating and telling how the goals are scored, blah 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 blah, looking at the move, breaking it down tactically. That's the role of a proper pundit, and throwing in an opinion. But you're there to educate the viewer, and that's what some of them don't get.
I know he's not Slaney's biggest fan, but do you like Michael Stewart?
I like Michael Stewart. I think he's got an opinion, and I totally respect him for that, but also think sometimes hearing him on BBC on a Monday night, I think again he crosses the line where he can take it too far and come across as being disrespectful
to his colleagues, but
I admire him for having an opinion and sticking to it, because again there's one or two that just go into it and take money for nothing, and they're his apologists, which isn't right. But and that's something about Chris Boyd's column in the Scottish Sun as well. He's got an opinion.
What about the man you base your game on, Craigan?
Stephen Craigan.
I think he's all right. I think he's actually a good friend of Stephen. I played with Motherwell. He was the captain when I was at Motherwell. Good guy. I think he's good. He's good. Can you get better? Aye, you can. But he's all right. He's decent.
I thought you handled that very diplomatically, Slaney. Right, on that, I think we're going to finish up. It's been quite a show. We've been on for the past 50 minutes or so, 45, 50 minutes. It was a breaking story. It would come out at 8:55 this morning. We started recording at 8:25, and at 8:55, Brendan Rodgers resigned as a Celtic manager to take over at Leicester. £6 million compensation package. The boys have reacted to it in terms of the runners and riders for the Celtic job. We'll see how that develops over the next day or two. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm Mark Goody, delighted to say the number one football podcast in the UK, Paul Slane, Simon Ferry. We're on our thanks as well to Charlie McGrew for last week. It's been brilliant in association with William Hill. It's been Keeping the Ball on the Ground, the Open Goal podcast, and we'll catch up with you next week. Bye-bye.